In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Today we are blessed to celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. We celebrate Our Lady's being conceived without the taint of original sin, being preserved from the first moment of her conception, of her existence, from all stain of sin. And so when the angel Gabriel comes to Our Lady at the beginning of Luke's Gospel, he addresses her, "Hail, full of grace." The Greek, of course, being a perfect tense, stating an action having already been completed in the past, but whose effects perdures, continues. Mary has been sanctified from the beginning of her existence, and this is an effect which continues, totally full of grace. Even before she conceived our blessed Lord in the womb. And so it is that she has this unique privilege from the Lord. Saint Pius IX, in his bull proclaiming the Immaculate Conception, declares that the supreme reason for this privilege of Our Lady to be completely free from sin, the Immaculate Conception, is her divine maternity, the fact that she is the mother of God. And so, seeing that she would be the mother of God and say yes to such an important mission, such an important gift from the Lord for her and for all of us, for the whole world that rejoices at her fiat, the Lord preserves her from every taint of sin. And so, while it is absolutely true to say that Our Lady is full of grace and the Immaculate Conception, because she was to be the Mother of God, it is also completely true to say that she has been preserved from sin, immaculately conceived to be your mother. Our Lady has given birth to Christ, Christus totus, as St. Augustine would say, the whole Christ, head and body together. And so her maternity, her divine maternity, of course, is to bring forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. But this does not stop with Jesus Christ himself, but bears her maternity to the whole person of Christ, the body of Christ, which is the Church. And so God has ordained that Mary should be your mother in the order of grace from the day of your baptism. It's perhaps easy for some of us to think, I don't deserve such a mother. I don't deserve our Blessed Lady to be immaculately conceived to be my mother. And although we don't, the Lord has given her to you nonetheless, to be holy and blameless in his sight, without blemish, immaculate, as St. Paul says, before him. And so Mary labors in her intercession for us, in giving us many graces from the Lord until Christ is conceived in us, until Christ is brought to full stature in us, as St. Paul says. As St. Louis de Montfort puts it, the Holy Spirit is given to each of us, and the more that the Lord finds the Holy Spirit in our soul, the more that the Lord finds Mary in our soul, the more he produces in that soul Jesus Christ, and that soul in Jesus Christ, in the body of Christ, which is the Church. And so our Lord has given us this immense gift to be sons of Our Lady, sons and daughters of so noble a mother. And if we are sons of this mother, we are then brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so this immense privilege God has given to us because he wants you to be holy, because he desires your salvation even more than you do. So if we become discouraged at times in our life, if we're not advancing in holiness as we think we ought to, if things are not going as we judge they should, we labor to be in patience, especially in this time of Advent. And we resolve to submit ourselves to the Lord, to our mother, to his mother, that he has given us for our salvation, for our sanctification, so that we may be made holy and immaculate without blemish before him. Our Lady tells each one of us, as she told Saint Juan Diego in her apparition on Tepeyac, "Am I not here, I who am your mother?" Our Lady desires to produce Jesus Christ in our soul. And so it is that our God, from the beginning of Genesis, when he first promised a Savior, said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers." And so God has made Mary to be our mother, to crush the serpent, to crush our foe, to preserve us from sin, to present us immaculate to the Lord, even as she was preserved from original sin in her immaculate conception. And so as we celebrate this unique privilege of Our Lady, which has been given for us, so that Mary may be our immaculate mother, we thank the Lord for this gift. We renew our commitment to be her sons and daughters, and we ask for her intercession and the many graces which she desires to give us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.